What a night in college basketball. That was the finishing touches, I guess, this morning. I wasn't awake for it. I'll fully let everybody know
and
that.
And what's funny, Bobby, you know, that's the call there that we got. But UCLA came pretty damn close to sending this to more basketball, and they ran that Villanova play to perfection, and that ball had a shot to go in.
Yeah, when I first saw the score and I saw the three-pointer, all right, they win by three, I didn't realize UCLA went up one, and Gonzaga goes up to make the free throw, and that always goes to the question, should you have just missed that free throw? I know it's down two, and if they chuck it, you lose, but the odds of collecting it, turning it, and you know making that shot are basically slim to none. You did allow them to have the inbounds play, which I've seen that play now a few times. Saw Charlotte run it this year, and Bryce Williams had a great look for a three to try to force a game to overtime, and it did not fall. And still what we're missing this March is that three at the buzzer. We've had shots go in with 2 or 3 seconds to go, but not as the horn sounded.
And I know we'll get into it here in a little while, but, man, that game was nuts. I mean, it felt like there was like 5 or 6 different games within that one game. It was crazy.
It was a great night of college basketball, and hopefully tonight can live up to anywhere close to what we had a evening ago. We got a busy show for you here on this Friday till just 5:30. Then we'll have Clemson Tiger baseball. A gorgeous day for baseball throughout the Carolinas. Hopefully you can get out and enjoy this weather today. I believe a little rain maybe in the morning tomorrow, but hopefully we'll be all clear Saturday afternoon and a nice Sunday as well. Coming up here on the show, Aaron Wilson, NFL reporter with KPRC in Houston. Aaron had the reports earlier this week about DeAndre Hopkins, where he could go. Aaron, one of the good ones in the league, so we'll get his thoughts on what the Panthers have done and other things happening across the National Football League. Trevor Wilt gonna hop on with us again, and we'll get down to the important question: who thought of the cooler to put the ice and the beverages in for the beach during Charlotte's week down at Daytona? But Trevor gonna hop on with us, talk about that, but of course the Charlotte 49ers winning the CBI tournament. David Newton, usual Friday visit with David. He'll hop on at 4:45. Will Levis Pro Day taking place today. Have not seen as much. Have not seen David Tepper with his tongue out.
No,
not doing anything
thankfully
during this Pro Day. So I did see Levis do what seems like everybody does, where you roll out, you spin around, and then you throw a 60-yard bomb, and the guy catches it, so might as well draft him number one now based on that highlight. We'll start Panthers, but it's not Will Levis or anything, but they have made a move today. And that is that they bring in wide receiver DJ Chark, 1-year deal, more known for his time in Jacksonville. Spent last year with the Detroit Lions, played 11 games for the Lions this past year as he had an ankle injury limiting him. Did have 30 catches, 502 yards, so not bad. If you pace that out for a 17-game season, would have been 776 yards. He is known for speed. He's tall. He can catch deep balls. Since 2019. Chark ranks 7th among qualified receivers in contested catches on deep targets with 16. You kind of have the do-it-all guy, Mark, and Adam Thielen, and now you bring in another key piece, DJ Chark. I've not seen the financials, but it's just a 1-year deal, so hard for me to have anything but positives to say about this move.
No, good signing. We've talked about it a lot, that you needed to continue to add to the receiver room, whether that was through free agency, through the draft, and they've done that today with DJ Chark, and like you said, it's a 1-year deal, and I think it's fine. And with his injury history here as of late, you can't blame the Panthers for only going for 1 year. And look, if it doesn't work out, hopefully you still have options after 2023 at that position. And that leads, you know, to what they still may do with that 39th pick. But no, if he can stay healthy, he can be a huge attribute for whichever quarterback it is that they end up taking.
Yeah, and, you know, as we look at, all right, what's this move mean in terms of the second round, which really we're looking at as the first pick for the Panthers because we know they're going quarterback number one overall. And sitting there at 39, this is a move, in my belief, should have zero impact on Carolina not taking a wide receiver. Again, you're talking about a 1-year deal for DJ Chark, a guy who's dealt for some injuries. Good signing. But, Mark, he is never a number one.
No.
Adam Thielen is not a number one. this team needs to try to address this in the draft because this is a talented wide receiver core that, and I think that's a big part of this of why at least I'm pushing go wide receiver because you might get a first round talent at pick number 39, and then you hope he develops into that true number one. Piece it in with these guys, and the Panthers will have completely overhauled this wide receiver core, plus Hayden Hurst, Miles Sanders being a part of it here. Got a lot of reasons to feel good about what this offense could be like next year.
And Bobby, you got to believe that the Panthers have something already in mind there at 39, because we've heard Scott Fair talk about they did not want to lose that pick of those second round. They were willing to part with, what was it, 61? Was that the other second round they had?
Yeah, the second round one.
But that's not the one that they wanted to desperately keep that 39. And I would think that's kind of what they've got targeted there is a wide receiver. And as you mentioned, a wide receiver who could possibly turn into a number one, because there are going to be receivers that fall that are available there in that second round that probably can be that big of an impact for a football team.
You look at this Panther offense right now with Shark, Thielen, Hurst, Sanders. Don't know about who that other wide receiver will be. This group, Mark, along with the offensive line, that it is what it is. C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young, Will Levis, Anthony Richardson, whoever it may be, they do step in here to me, one of the better offenses we've seen in Carolina in quite some time. And I know we've had, even just recently, when you talk Christian McCaffrey, DJ Moore, Robbie Anderson's first year. I mean, Robbie was good the first year he had with this team, but just as a well-balanced group along with an offensive line that CMC really never had in his time here with Carolina.
Well, I've heard Al say this numerous times this week. You can't give Scott Fitter an A or an A-plus yet because we haven't seen him on the field. But I can tell you this, Bobby. This offense, as it currently is set, is already miles better than the offense that we saw finish the season here.
Yes.
And I'm going after the McCaffrey trade in that. And that was even with DJ Moore, because you add actually somebody who could catch the ball at tight end. That makes a huge difference. You add a Miles Sanders. And I think this offense, I don't need to see these guys on the field yet. I can just tell you this offense is already better than what the one that finished the season was.
And it's amazing. And I always wonder for CMC, if he had a competent head coach, how much better he could have been here
in
Carolina.
Yeah.
But once it was Matt Rhule just didn't know what he was doing with the Panthers. And even give Steve Wilks credit for when he took over of the same talent, really less talent, because you didn't have Christian McCaffrey, and he made the Panthers at least respectable, serviceable offense that they had. One other Panther note for today, and that is that Eddie Money, is back with this football team. And there was the report 10 days ago, Mark, and it was confusing because it said they were going to keep Zane Gonzalez, let go Eddie Pinheiro, and here was Zane, back-to-back years with injuries, not even play this past season. Why would you let a reliable thing go in Pinheiro to stick with Zane, who wasn't bad when he was healthy, but he wasn't healthy? And I don't think that's something you could stick with here, so maybe they rethought it, whatever it may be. Glad the Panthers going with Pinheiro.
Do you think they thought about this? They were sitting at dinner with Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud, and when all of a sudden somebody went, hey, wait a minute, you know what? Why don't we just bring Eddie back? Okay, let's do it.
You think Stroud went, if you guys do not bring back Eddie Pinheiro,
if you don't get this kick of things
right now, I am not going to sign. I'm going to force a trade somewhere else. Wherever Eddie Money ends up, that is where I want to be.
Right move, I think, by the Panthers. And you said it, Bobby, it's been about injuries for Zane Gonzalez. And I'm going to go with the guy who did a very good job last year. He had that one rough stretch. And we mentioned it, that it was his job could have been on the line, but he responded, stayed healthy. That's the key part. And that's unfortunately what Zane Gonzalez last 2 years has not been able to do.
Will Levis had his pro day today. Of course, met with the Panthers and the Raiders. Here's Levis on those meetings.
It was good. Yeah. Felt really good. Definitely could see myself being a franchise quarterback for each of those teams. So, I mean, great to continue those relationships, and they're only going to get stronger throughout the next few weeks.
And how was his pro day? I'm sure he's going to say it was awesome.
Went well. Yeah. Went well. It was a lot of fun to kind of have that last opportunity with my receivers from last year. just go out there and have some fun and do routes in there like we've done for the past year and a half. So, yeah. I mean, great opportunity for them to get in front of the scouts as well. And I thought I did well. It was a lot of fun.
What if he just said, awful. The meeting was awful. I was awful today. It's been a bad couple of days. I'm sorry.
I've been like, you know, my wide receivers really sucked today. Yeah. Didn't run the routes I wanted to see.
Drop passes.
It was just not a good time for me out there. All right, a lot more on Levis, Pro Day, and Panthers coming up here throughout the show, including with Aaron Wilson at 3:45, David Newton at 4:45. Up next, though, going to play a little fill in the blank as we continue on a Friday.